7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to YouCanRunInternational.com. That's YouCanRunInternational.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. We are broadcasting live out of Chattanooga, Tennessee from a Holiday Inn. This is our studio today.
Yeehaw!
And, folks, it's getting cold. We went from down south to, well, we're still down south. And it went from, what, 60, yeah. 70 degrees to, well, we're now in the 40s, and we're heading back towards home, which is the state of Minnesota. But, folks, if you'd like to check us out online today, you can do that. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to check out the video as to what took place, and I'll be going over those details today to update you what happened in Boca Raton when I did a high school assembly program, and the dealings and the fallout that we're calling it the showdown in Boca Raton right now. And again, we'll talk about those points up just in a couple of minutes here. But aside of that, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and see the video as to what took place in Boca Raton. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, you can go to Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E on my Twitter accounts. My Twitter accounts.
There's so much information, so many ways to keep in touch.
Yes, there is. Friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? You got much to say? Go for it, man.
Terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Yesterday we had an awesome gift that was sent to Bradley, and it was a heartfelt thing. And what's happened in what we've been doing for the past week, 2 weeks now, we've been out in Florida doing a tour. We went through a lot of areas. I posted them on Facebook. You've got all the pictures, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. But this particular gentleman decided, you know what? This ministry impacted me so much, I'm going to send a gift. And here's what the message said. You totally made my day and year, dude! Exclamation point. You've set the new standard for all to achieve in being a patriot. More about it as we did an event on our final series of events. And somebody tried to come contend from the school administration, think we were just going to tuck tail and get on the bus and go back home.
Run.
That's not what happened, folks.
Yes.
Look at the video, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. He continued to say, and this gentleman found out about us through that, I like your style and your message. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Keep it up. I will spread the word with you and for you. As he sent that gift, and that was Mr. Bruce. And all these people that get onto Facebook.
Isn't he so eloquent? Carrie, I'm looking over at Carrie, and we're like, Bruce. You can go ahead and say his last name you did yesterday. Come on, Jake.
I don't.
Let's get a little contention going here. Yeah. Okay. So anyways. Well, Jake's kind of out of the loop right now. Let's go to the next point.
Let's go to Renee Cotter.
Yeah.
Renee Cotter actually commented on this particular column and said, what a weasel. Get him, Bradley. Speaking of the administration there. I continue.
Oh, we needn't debase ourselves with all this childishness.
Wow, what a story. I heard about what was happening to you all in Tom Trento's program yesterday, Brad.
Actually, nothing was happening to us, friends. We were just the ones being used by the Lord to break things open so that people could actually recapture and understand what their rights really entail rather than what they're being told by a leftist, biased, communist administration. We're just bringing things to the light for them. That's all we're doing.
And turning things right side up. This person commented by saying, so sad when you think that the schools started in this country because they wanted to learn to read the Bible. That's why there was public schools to teach people
to
read, and the Bible is the textbook.
The primer. That's right.
Their work was memorizing scriptures, and now what? Well, now the Sons of Liberty have to come again, like they did back then in the 1700s, to set the record straight and to put things right side up. Sean Barnish commented, good job today. You obviously struck a nerve with the workers of iniquity who have infiltrated the public schools to brainwash our children. But there was a 16-year-old student in that school that's willing to stand.
Amen.
And you know what? Liberty Council, Bradley Dean, and this ministry, the Sons of Liberty, were willing to stand with them. And had they not had that kind of a support, what do we know what would have happened to that 16-year-old? And
yeah.
Thousands of others in public schools.
No, they'd
right
have tried to suppress him through oppressive means is what they'd have done. They'd have said, well, you have to do this because, after all, everybody else is doing it. So you need to fall
this
in like a bunch of blind, stupid sheep like everybody else, because they don't want to take the time and honor those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice to give them the rights that they have.
That's right.
And they fought, bled, and died to give them.
And that is, and you'll see it in the video, again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, well, you don't have a constitutional right in the public school.
That's what the teacher said. I'll go over the details in just a couple minutes.
So these 16-year-old students and people in public schools across the country, this is just the beginning, folks. No different than it was just the beginning for MLK when the first boycott happened. Why? Because the Spirit of God is on the move. He's not defeated. It's not the end times.
Yeah.
We're not going to be self-fulfilling prophecies here.
And we ain't sitting on that bus, dog. No.
We're going from state to state and bringing this message, folks. And if you want us to bring it to your state, get in touch with us. SonsLibertyRadio.com.
Folks, we're getting requests on a daily basis. Really, what you need to do is contact us, which is 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Go ahead and leave a message, or 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. And by the way, I'm sorry today the phone lines will be inaccessible up until Monday. We'll pick you back up again on Monday, and we want you guys to get involved as to what's going on here. I want to give you a quote by MLK really quick. We'll come back and we'll tell you what happened in Boca Raton, Florida. We're calling it the showdown. Bradley Dean in trouble again. MLK said, human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable. Every step toward the goal of justice requires sacrifice, suffering, and struggle. The tireless exertions and passionate concern of dedicated individuals who love their freedoms. Folks, by the way, we did stop in Atlanta, Georgia today, and we paid our respects to Mr. MLK. And we'll tell you more about what's going on and what took place over this last week with the Sons of Liberty, because we're out there on the front lines breaking it open for you, friends. But we need your help, and we can do this thing together. Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsofliberty.radio.com. sonsofliberty.radio.com.
Is there a less expensive way to detoxify your body?
Yes. Microplant powder from hempusa.org frees your body of toxins from vaccinations, pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, parasites, and toxic chemicals in your food and water for around $10 a month. Microplant powder removes virus, fungus, and bacteria while cleaning and purifying the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. It unclogs arteries and softens heart valves. Plus, microplant powder can be taken with any liquid, any pharmaceutical, at any time. It's truly the easiest and most cost-effective way to clean and detoxify your body for around $10 a month. Microplant powder from hempusa.org. It really works. And for persistent health issues, try our Matrix Bio Powder together with microplant powder for a deeper cellular cleaning. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
All right, you want to try that again, Jake? Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, America. We are broadcasting live out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, from a Holiday Inn
Express.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Great coffee.
Oh, do they have a good coffee?
Great coffee.
Maybe
dude,
that's my problem. I just lit coffee.
I just lit the fuse. I'm fusing right now. We got lots to talk about, Jake, so go ahead and shoot away.
Well, at the
Bruce
end of this,
Miller was the man that took right. the time. He's my new friend on Facebook, Bradley Dean, on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. And I was blown away by the present that he had delivered to me via Facebook. And I thought, what a cool individual to actually take the time to do that and put his money where his mouth was. I just appreciate you, Bruce. I want you to know that.
He showed his sincerity, and I'm sure there's plenty of other people thinking the same things, but this guy actually
I think people think, we talked about this yesterday at the radio show, after we got the present from Bruce, I bet people think that, how do I say this, because I got an analogy. Let me give you the analogy so I can get the focus off myself. There was an individual, and she's still out there. She's very popular in the church realm. I personally can't stand her false doctrine at all, but I have a heart for her. And a couple Christmases ago, I would go back and forth with her. I really, literally cannot stand her content whatsoever. And I capped on her a couple times on the radio. Now, friends, you got to keep in mind, she is nationally known and internationally known as well. Well, one day, my in-laws called me. I married a pastor's kid, a PK kid, and they called me up and they said, guess who's over to our house right now for Christmas? I said, who? And she had told me her name, and I said, you have got to be kidding. So I literally told my in-laws I really have a heart for her. And I told them, I said, I bet you $1 million, people all over the country think that that individual that's in your house right now has been invited to 15,000 different places for Christmas when in fact they were invited by none. And that's why she was over at my in-laws' house. I totally fell for it. Folks, just because you're a national public figure, I want you to rest assured that, folks, it's not the way that you think it is. National figures, at least for us, I can say, we're out there busting hump 24/7. We're going from state to state to state to state people. And I'm not telling you that because I want accolade or merit from the people. I just want you to know what you mean to me. That's why we do what we do. But again, the impression from the people is, oh man, they're raking in millions of dollars and they're doing this, and oh, look at the way those guys travel, and I bet they never have any problems. And folks, it's just the exact opposite. It's nothing but trial, persecution, tribulation, to make sure that we can get to the next place and keep ourselves out there with our dukes up to win the battle. And if everybody in this country would begin to think that way and join together with the Sons of Liberty, I'm telling you what, you would make it a lot easier for us. But I want you to know that it is not that easy, again, by the impression of the people and by what we receive from emails. It's a lot different. We get a lot of praise through the emails. We get a lot of debased emails. We get a lot of People just take us the wrong way, Jake. They take public figures completely the wrong way in every sense of the word.
Well, that's
leading up to my article, by the way, but go ahead.
I was going to say, that's part of the image that Hollywood has created, or different, the entertainment industry has created. These people, Fred Durst said it, he was the front man for Limp Bizkit, and he said, these people think that I'm just a Mac, I'm a player, I've got these girls fanning and massaging me all through my videos. He said, it's all a lie. It's all created. These people are blank and hired. I'm really single and miserable.
Yep.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I'm not single and I'm not miserable.
That's for sure. But, I mean, just this idea of this is how it is in their life, wow, it would be so cool to be that. No, it's the opposite. It's the direct opposite. How many people are on meds? How many people go to counseling? How many of these entertainers really have no life? They're
Jim miserable. Carrey's prime example, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. He made all the money he wanted to make, and he says he's miserable.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that doesn't deliver. But what I'll say my biggest gratification, aside from emails, and again, Bruce, and I apologize for butchering that last segment with your name.
Yeah, you did.
I sure
did. You did.
And that was my fault, Bruce Miller, because your heart.
I like that.
Your heart that you brought through that. I remember, brother, when you brought it up on the bus, you're like, what is this? Just like a joke? Is this a spam or something like that? And when he broke into it, just the heart of what he said, Bruce, you came forth and said, you totally made my day and year, dude.
Yeah.
Imagine all of those
that.
Students across the country, Bruce,
yeah.
that because of your support now, we have made their day and their year. A 16-year-old kid that we have an example of in Boca Raton at that high school, he is now able to stand and be supported.
I'll get to that in a couple minutes.
What will it be? What will it be like for him in the future? My biggest payback is when we go to a school like that, and these kids are willing to stand.
Yeah. Well, over the last week, we did how many tea parties did we do?
Yeah,
we six in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, I was literally, my voice was shot.
Yeah,
but let me tell you this. This is John Fox from Fox's Book of Martyrs. He said, but though persecuting malice raged, yet the gospel shone with resplendent brightness, and firm as an impregnable rock, withstood the attacks of its boisterous enemies with success. And that's exactly right. Jesus said that even you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. And the Bible also tells us that even if you desire to live godly or a godly life, you will be persecuted for righteousness' sake. And friends, we get this on a daily basis. We're constantly under fire. But again, we're doing it because we love the people of this country. And that's the bottom line. So let me jump over to what I wanted to talk about really quick. Over the last week, friends, we've done tea party after tea party in the state of Florida. And then on Wednesday, what happened, I was invited by a student-led high school group, the American Club, to perform an after-school voluntary presentation. This is what makes it dangerous to the enemy, friends. At Spanish River High School in Boca Raton, Florida, the group has been established for over 2 years, and it's had many speakers and followed the usual line of protocol for having a presentation. And being approved by the school administration, they hung posters 3 weeks before the event, and it was advertised on morning announcements all week. But what happened, friends, is we no sooner stepped foot on campus and the principal and an effeminate teacher approached us and attempted to cancel the event. They attempted to cancel the event on their campus with no justifiable explanation. What they did is they claimed that they did not yet vet me, although that they had not done so with any previous speakers in the American Club and the speakers that they had brought in. And folks, clearly what was taking place was a violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, which declares Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Well, when we reminded them that their actions were unlawful, they told us that once we entered school property, listen carefully, we no longer had a First Amendment right. Flags went up. A teacher then blurted out the real reason for attempting to shut down the voluntary student-led presentation: religious discrimination. Now, friends, is that lawful activity? Absolutely not. Supreme Court agrees with the Article 1 of your Bill of Rights, not privileges, friends. The Supreme Court's case Tinker versus Des Moines in 1969 concluded students do not leave their rights at the schoolhouse door, rights that God gave us, might I add. The students became furious, and in addition, the crowd began to swell. They began recording the showdown on their iPhones, and when we offered anyone who wanted to hear the presentation to follow us across the street, the students followed gladly. Yeah. Before we left, however, the effeminate teacher who had a part to play in the attempted, to cancel the student-led presentation, exercised his First Amendment right to tell the students, "I warn you, children," listen carefully what he said about me, "I warn you, children, that everything this gentleman is going to tell you is complete misinformation." Now, friends, they had said they didn't vet me. Mm-hmm. Are you with me? Well, how hypocritical. The teacher completely told on himself, because if they had not had a chance to vet me, then how would he know what I was going to say?
Right.
Well, I know why. Because he probably read about me on Wikipedia. You know, that reliable information. Yeah.
I've heard of
or
that.
Or independent blog sites that have no credibility whatsoever. Oh, and by the way, friends, if you'd like to see online, we just posted some information that's very informative and important information, and it's on my Facebook right now. It's called YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com. It's called Caution About Disinformation, and it exposes Wikipedia and those bloggers out there for everything that they really are. So, folks, what we did is we took it a step further. We got in contact with a law firm out of Virginia, and what they did is they came to the aid of the situation in which we were dealing with. But friends, before I get to that, I want you also to understand that I led the students across to the grass, and I gave the high school assembly, regardless if they liked it or not. Because friends, you have to understand something. When we have rights, we're not asking for permission, friends. We're upholding our rights because we fight the good fight of faith. We'll come right back and we'll finish that point. And Jake, I'll let you say something too. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean in trouble again. Showdown in Florida. I'm rehearsing in your ears as to what took place over the last week here. This happened on Wednesday in Boca Raton, Florida. It was actually in the Sun Sentinel in Boca Raton last night.
Town
interestingly,
newspaper.
Friends, that they promulgate and they proclaim their news, and yet when I go to look at the comments, there was absolutely zero. Well, if you'd like to check the video out as to what took place in Boca Raton, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I think there's 5,300 hits on there in one day, folks, so it probably went 4,000 hits in one day. It should be about 8,000 or 9,000 by now, I suspect. It's 5,500 right now, friends. If you'd like to check it out again, it's posted on Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. Jake, you wanted to make that point about the church coming into play?
So after the school, so Bradley leads this group of kids. We're looking for an area to be able to deliver the presentation because these kids want it. And by the way, folks, there's a handful of adults there as well that were following along. So it wasn't just that generation. It was more. As they're walking, one of the people who was in this crowd, I guess the husband worked at a church.
Sure.
That was just within a stone's throw of the property of the school.
Well, it wasn't quite that close. That's what they told us until we started walking.
Yeah.
And then about a half a mile later, they said, oh, it's right around that corner.
Did you see it?
Are you talking about down there? That's a stone's cast away? No, that was a walk, dude. It really was.
So the property, but here's the point. This church is outside of the property of the school. And the church every single day is praying. Praising Jesus, you know, prayer meetings and people weeping, waving banners, banquets,
we love
blessings.
You, Jesus. We love you, but we just don't love you enough to serve you.
That's right.
Yes.
Because over across the street, Jesus, we're going to pray for those children, those thousands of children coming in and out of that school every single day with the ungodly doctrines that are being promoted there.
Well, yes.
We're going to pray for them.
The things that are going inside the school gate are there because the wolves are allowed to come in and devour the sheep because the church is not doing their job, and it's not the church. It's that simple.
So maybe the church just felt, you know, maybe we're not strong enough to do this, but if somebody came to our church, then we would receive them gladly. So here comes Bradley.
I guess now people come to the church to find Jesus rather than the church going out and seeking and saving that which is lost to the highways and the byways to compel them to come to the Father's Supper. Now in America, that's interesting how that works.
An inverted Bible.
Yes,
now.
Yeah.
It's become inverted.
Yes, and again, friends, we're being facetious. This is a lack of Christianity, but your point.
So as Bradley continues to walk over there, a woman comes running. Oh, we're sorry, there's no room in the church right now to give this presentation.
Empty parking lot, friends.
We have got a whole host of kids from a public school ready to come hear the gospel of Christ in action.
Yep.
But the church is full.
Yeah, they just can't help out that day.
So what happened? John Wesley, George Whitfield.
Well, we just went to the fields.
I was just going to say, John Wesley, George Whitfield, John the Baptist, Jesus Christ himself. What did they do?
Yeah.
Well, just sit down, everybody. We're going to give this assembly right here. And that's what happened. You can see it on the video at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
I remember John G. Lake said this. He said that when an individual comes in with a living faith, at first he'll be warmed. He'll be warned by the lukewarm Christians.
Tone it down.
And he says at length, if they persist in that living faith, he said they'll be ostracized by the church. And that's exactly right. Because they don't understand that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. They don't understand the Spirit because they haven't been born by the Spirit. So therefore, let's get back to the showdown in Boca Raton. And what I was just talking about right before the break, friends, was that they're getting misinformation through Wikipedia. If you'd like to check out the misinformation, disinformation, which means it's purposed disinformation, misinformation. They're doing it on purpose. Go to youcanruninternational.com. Youcanruninternational.com. Again, it's called Caution About Disinformation on My Ministry and Myself. But folks, the point was, and let's go back to this teacher. Could it also be that this teacher was a communistic teacher who didn't want America's students to receive a constitutional moral message? Like John Adams rightly said, the second president of the United States, when he said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people under the Christian umbrella. It is totally inadequate to the government of any other, said that president.
That's right.
He knew something, didn't he?
And look at Martin Luther King Jr. in his quote, all Jews, Protestant, Gentiles, Catholics. He lumped everybody in underneath the umbrella of who? The God of Israel.
Just like our forefathers.
That's right. It didn't go outside of that. That was who was to bond together, and that was the peace.
Here's the real question, though. What is it that this effeminate teacher didn't want the students to hear? So I just kind of answered for it on my last column. And
let's take a couple
by the way,
stabs.
Yeah, let's go for it. That the NEA is not only an LGBT caucus for teachers, but a drag queen caucus as well. Yes, this is going on in public schools, friends. That Obama appointed Kevin Jennings as his safe schools czar, a man who wrote the foreword to a book titled Queerifying Elementary Education? Or did this effeminate teacher, didn't he want me to tell the students that Jennings' icon is Harry Hay from North American Man Boy Love Association, whose motto is sex before eight before it's too late, when marching in gay pride parades? Or was it that this effeminate teacher didn't want the students to know about Larry Brinken, the homosexual icon who was recently arrested for possession of horrific child pornography? Or was it that Dan Savage went to a high school journalism conference and bullied Christian teens, telling them that the Bible is bull blank? Oh, and by the way, Savage also said he wanted to blank Rick Santorum, drag his political opponents behind a pickup truck until there's nothing left but the rope, and that he wishes all the Republicans were dead. Huh. Or was it that this effeminate teacher didn't want the students to know that the Southern Poverty Law Center labeled us as a hate group for simply exposing Elton John's statement that there's nothing wrong with going to bed with someone of your own sex? People should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats. Wait. We're the hate group for telling the children in public schools. Is this a moral message? And they knew that it wasn't. And the homosexuals, instead of condemning Elton John, condemned us for exposing what Elton John said.
That's right.
It sounds like they advocate this immoral behavior.
Same with Sandusky. I mean,
or was it that? Yeah, isn't it interesting? The homosexual communities never condemned Jerry Sandusky, friends. I want you to think about that. Or let's go back to this teacher. Was it that he didn't want me to tell the kids or the students that sodomy was illegal in all 50 states up until 1961? Or that homosexuality was considered a mental illness up until 1973? What was it that this effeminate man was afraid of? He'd almost had me convinced that I was the one that was doing something wrong, not. Friends, if standing up against those posterity is wrong, then I am guilty as charged. Friends, America should pay careful attention to who is doing the discriminating and who is abiding by the laws of a republic, because I can tell you this right now. This school and this effeminate teacher did not.
That's right.
And we're going to see fit, friends, and we're going to see to it that they do, like it or not.
And here is the next stage, and this was given to us. I got a text yesterday from Liberty Counsel. They're the law team that is defending the 16-year-old student on campus and also defending this ministry and saying, you know what? We have to put things in the right perspective. This is America here. We have a constitution. We're going to abide by it.
Yeah.
This was the statement that was given to me. Before Liberty Counsel sues the school, they are waiting for a response from that principal. The students went back, signed formal documents and paperwork to bring Bradley in school next week to do this assembly. So now the ball is in the court of the school to do the right thing. We've made the way plain. But if not, like I said, Liberty Counsel is ready to do their part as a religious liberties law firm. And folks, this is setting a precedent throughout all of the country. No different than Dunkerton.
Yeah.
It continues to move on. Why? Because truth is on the side of those that will stand for it.
Yeah.
You've got to stand for it first, though. I just had a pastor actually call not too long ago, just before the program here, talking about in his particular area. He heard we were in the area. He needed some folks to go to a school board meeting. Meaning to stand for the kids there, and he said, I knew I could count on you guys. I knew I could call on you guys to stand. We'll be there.
But not to stand for him.
No.
And not
them.
To stand for you, America. Right. We are standing with you.
Amen.
And as long as we can all understand that again, that's how we're going to win the day. A nation or civilization that continues to produce soft-minded men purchases its own spiritual death on the installment plan.
Whew.
That's exactly right.
Put it on that timetable. It's going to become inevitable. And that's part of the self-fulfilling prophecy that people create when they step on that conveyor belt. The text art that Bradley just did, and I'm just going to share it again on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, because it's important. It's also, you can like it, and it'll link right to the video of what happened in this high school. It'll also link to the full column. If standing up against those who perpetuate crimes against our posterity is wrong, then I am guilty as charged. America should pay careful attention to who is doing the discriminating and who is abiding by the laws of the Republic. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, like the text art, and send it out to your friends, folks, because this is a precedent set, and we need thousands more of these. And you're sitting now, right now, listening to this program. You can set a precedent just like this in your community. It doesn't require a whole lot, but love. It does require that, because only love will step out and say, it's not about my life, it's about their life. And when we keep our eyes on them, the prize that Christ won, because we've lost our life in Christ, then we're going to start to change things. Turn the world right side up.
I just got a post, and it's a picture of Barack Hussein Obama marking off our Bill of Rights, what he's eradicating. Doesn't anybody think this is a little strange that 312 million people sit down and watch this administration commit crimes against we the people? Here are some of the posts that I got. He needs to learn it, not destroy it. Again, it's a picture of Obama marking off the Bill of Rights.
He does know it. That's why he is destroying it.
Well, he said that's exactly right. Yeah. But the American people haven't figured that out.
Well, he's just got
to
learn it.
They've been listening to the conservative talkheads that lack conservatism.
He's just a Democrat, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Here are some of the responses. He needs to learn it, not destroy it.
Wow. If I was an enemy.
Going on 5 years later?
Yeah.
Oh, this is what encourages
that
enemy. Let me go on here. Here's another one. He should be on our side, not the other side.
Oh, that was just terrifying.
So I responded. I got about 30 seconds here, friends, before I take a break, so I'll get right to it. I wrote, and think hundreds of thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died fighting against the very ideologies that the American people are tolerating through this man's criminal administration. How does that work? How does that work?
Right.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Respect to the
folks,
blood.
You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, hour two, I'm going to encourage you. We got Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost coming up talking about gun control. And, folks, it's backfiring. Be right back after this break.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. He who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as he who helps to perpetuate it. He who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it. Now, right before the break, friends, I was talking about how a post just came my way, and it was a picture of Obama marking up the Bill of Rights as to the ones that he's eradicating through unlawful measures. And I read some of the comments, like trying to mess up everyone's life. Like we're talking about a third world dictator here, friends. Not like this man isn't doing it to the Bill of Rights, right? Our Bill of Rights in this country. Another one said he needs to learn it. In other words, the Bill of Rights, not destroy it. And so I just kind of took some time and responded to it, because when I see that lack of courage and lack of bravery and valor, I have to always respond to kind of set the record straight. And I'm not backhanding people. I just want people to know that I mean what I say. Here's one guy. He said this. He said, "Our nation is full of sad sacks who apparently can't do anything for themselves. Until the people learn to love our liberty, true liberty, nothing will change for the better." And friends, that's exactly right. What I wrote on top of this post, friends, and I shot it back out there because I wanted people to see that, listen, we are winning the day. We are. And I'm not talking about those that sit back and watch TV all day. sit and eat Twinkies and drink Cokes all day. I'm not talking to you. You're a sad case. I feel sorry for your soul in every sense of the word. But for those that are fighting and those that are standing up, I'm telling you what, friends, we are winning the day. And this is what the state-run media does not want you to know, because their methods are always the same. Divide and conquer, fear oppression, divide and conquer, fear and oppression, divide and conquer. But does everybody think the way the state-run media thinks? Absolutely not. I mean, friends, they only have a 20% approval rating. And it's interesting that every Tea Party that I did this last week, I asked them how many believe the media. None of them did. Not one hand went up.
They laughed.
But friends, then I asked them how many watched the news. Oh, quite a few hands went up. That's pretty hypocritical, isn't it? And therein lies the problem right there. Therein lies the problem. You watch the stuff you say you don't believe, but you act accordingly. Then if you didn't believe what they say, then how come you're not overcoming their defeatism all the time? Why is it that you continuously, friends, and I'm not saying all of you, and I'm talking about those that I'm trying to get back over on the side of the Republic here, on the American Patriot, you capitulate when you should stand up and fight? Why do you throw up your hands and say there's no sense? If you didn't believe what the media says, then why are you in line with them and your thought patterns, your thought processes? I wrote back on this post, friends. I told you this right before the break, but I want you to hear it again. It's a picture of Obama eradicating and marking off the Bill of Rights. Friends, no, he is not. He is not marking off my Bill of Rights. God gave me them rights. He ain't taking them away only to give me privileges. Listen, my soul isn't for sale. It's already been bought and paid for by the Son of God. His name is Jesus Christ. It's not for sale. I wrote, and think, hundreds of thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died fighting against the very ideologies that the American people are tolerating through this man's criminal administration. But I'll tell you what they do. They take time to go back out on Facebook and talk about how bad Obama is, rather than taking things into their own hands and fighting for their country. They act like nothing's wrong. You know, yet Scripture tells us in Isaiah 42 that you're being burnt up round about you, and you just don't know it. Yeah. Friends, you are being burnt up. There's no question you are in a war. There's no question that we are going through warfare on a daily basis. But I'll tell you one thing that they expect, that you sit and do nothing about what's going on in your country. That's what they are betting on. They are betting on the fact that you sit down and do absolutely nothing about what's going on. And friends, let me make myself real clear. This administration is desecrating the memories of everyone that lays in a veteran memorial. They're desecrating their memory, and America is tolerating this criminal administration, and while they are doing that, you are helping him along in the desecration of the memories that fought, of them that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. And it's called freedom, friends. It's a gift. And I got a question for you. What are you doing with that gift?
Exactly. And you, that which sits back and does nothing is the only power that exists in this administration. That's it, because truth is not on their side. Righteousness is on their side. Justice is not on their side. The Constitution is not on their side. I'm trying to figure out what is on their side other than apathy. That's it. Mm-hmm. What you have is a minority here, and this happens in judgment when you look in the Word of God. When a people forsake God and turn from God and they start to worship idols, well, what could those idols be?
Yeah, the television
set.
At
television set, entertainment, could it be athletics? Could it be even government or political powers? See, folks, these are all idols. And when our founders stood up and resisted George, they understood it wasn't an issue of resisting George because he taxed them without representation. Was an issue of idolatry. This man was making himself God over the colonies and took away their liberty of conscience and said, I'm even going to tell you what you can think. That's why every reformer was killed. It wasn't the passive that went along to or go along to get along with that type of mentality that was burnt at the stake. They're not the ones that people write biographies of the greatness. Yeah. We just visited Dr. King's memorial in Atlanta, Georgia when we were traveling through. And what did he say? For when a people get caught up with that which is right, and they're willing to sacrifice for it. He knew the price of getting right.
Yes.
It was redemption.
Yeah.
And because he followed in suit with Christ. And as we said before, he gave us an idea. He didn't say, he said Gentiles, Jews, Protestants, and Catholics, all under the umbrella of the Judeo-Christian God is what we talked about. He didn't say agnostics, atheists.
That's right.
He didn't say that they couldn't come and be a part of it, because there's redemption to all mankind. But first you turn. You have nothing under you. You have no strength. You have no power if you don't turn to that God of heaven, because he's the one who's the source.
I think the thing is, though, Jake, is do you remember the last time that we actually went back to Atlanta, Georgia, and paid respects to Mr. King? And isn't it interesting that while we were there, it was at nighttime and we heard gunshots? Yeah. See, the thing is, friends, is people like to persecute the living Christians, but they love to praise the dead ones. And it's a shame, because the majority of the people that we're talking about right now that sit and do nothing, they're the ones that profess their Christianity.
Yeah.
And they have no understanding of the life of the Spirit whatsoever, because they've never partook with him. And they don't understand that he leads you to the war. As a matter of fact, the word comfort in Old English means to be pushed along in war. And people in America say, well, the Holy Spirit, he comforts me in my sin. No, he doesn't. He comes to convict you of your sin and to push your little hiney up and exhort you in the call of God, not the other way around. But herein is the answer. I know what it is. This is called the Psalm 23, the modern day version. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares me in a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. King David said, I shall set no wicked thing before mine eyes, and I advise everybody out there to do the same thing, because life is but a vapor, and we only have one opportunity, friends. You ask a man that's 75, 80 years old what it was like when he was 5 years old. Ask him what he can remember at the youngest age. He said, oh, I can remember it was just like yesterday.
Yep.
Folks, life is but a vapor, and we are going to be standing before the judge of all the earth before we know it. And I'll tell you what, it's either going to be a fearful day or it's going to be a happy day. Yep. It's up to you. Deuteronomy 30:19.
You know, you just brought up war. We are in a war, folks. Whether you believe it or not, it's upon you, and you're in the middle of it. And that picture that we're talking about, where are we, in Fredericksburg or something? I think in Virginia, and we saw the picture of the king comforting his troops in war. He had his sword pointed
That's
at
awesome.
Their backs. They were moving forward. What is a comfort in war? Now, some of these
I think it's sad that we have to tell anybody to stand up and fight for the freedoms that they have.
Yep.
But the problem is the American people don't realize what they've been given. It's kind of like Harriet Tubman when she said, I've freed 1,000 slaves.
Yep.
She said, I could have freed 1,000 more slaves had they known that they were slaves.
Right.
That's exactly right.
And there's no... You don't have love when you have to be motivated by this message. When you're in the middle of war, which we are in, what is the greatest comfort you can have? Well, war is in the midst of you. My greatest comfort is a victory, right?
Yeah.
So what do I need to have a victory? I need to apply my weapons. That's what's going to give me comfort. My comfort is going to be the weapons that I fight with.
Yes.
It's not going to be the bed and the cot, because I'm dead meat if I lay down in the middle of war. It's going to be, how can I move forward? How can I take the high ground?
And in the war, Jake, how do we proceed? We proceed lawfully and peacefully, which only, folks, disengages the enemy who is trying to actually create civil war.
That's right.
And I'm just waiting for one of these joker bloggers to say, look at now Bradley's saying they're trying to cause a civil war. There's no question that's what he's trying to do. And if he wasn't, why is he constantly playing the race card? And let me tell you something, friends, with the black communities and the Hispanic, he doesn't have the support of the American people as well. This is all a figment of your imagination if you have your television set
on,
lawfully and peacefully, then there will be no excuse as to a show of force from a tyrannical government. But friends, I don't know what it's going to take for the American people to realize you are not dealing with people that are being ruled by the law, but I am. And God's going to show himself strong on the behalf of this ministry, regardless if they like it or not, because I abide by his law and he promises to fulfill it. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Tim Brown, Freedom Outpost, coming right up. Folks, it's going to be encouraging. Hang on.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com.
Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.